Good morning, brothers and sisters. One thing that I thought of this morning, has God not spoken? Has He not filled us and fed His people this past couple of days? As I was thinking what I could, what the Lord would have me share here, a couple of things that stuck out to me that the Lord showed me that sort of been weighing on my heart is the decisions that we make maybe in our life or younger years or even when we get older, that they will affect us the rest of our life. Brother Paul also shared about fleeing temptation, that we would flee it and not try to overcome it in Jesus' name. That was an encouragement to me. Also, I would like to read from Isaiah 53. Brother Paul also shared that about being foolish or given too much laughter. It says in Isaiah 53 that Jesus Christ was a man of sorrows and He was acquainted with grief. And how much more, as children of God, should we be sober? And if God was a man of sorrows, should we not be acquainted with grief? And it says, "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." It says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Then surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." I would just like to go over some of the songs that we'll be singing. The first one is, "Are You Longing for the Fullness?" It's the question is being asked, do we have a desire to be filled with God's Word? Is there an emptiness in our hearts? The second one is, "Yesu, Yesu, fill us with your love." This is a song, it's a prayer, asking the Lord to fill us with His love. The third one is, "Jesus, my Savior." It speaks about being non-resistant to evil, or as it was shared, being simple concerning evil. The fourth song is an encouragement to the young people, giving an example. "The bud will soon become a flower" is the name of the song. The next one is, "Not I, but Christ be honored, victorious living, exalting Christ." And the last song is "The Herald of God," is praise and adoration for our Savior. I guess I don't have a whole lot more to share. Be my prayer that these songs can minister and be an encouragement to us.
Come ye near, be one and grow, and in humble consecration, wait before the throne of God, there the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart to overflowing as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels not a few. He will fill your heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and of oil unfailing is His grace forevermore, and His love unchanging still. And according to His promise with the Holy Ghost and power, He will every vessel fill. He will fill your heart to overflowing as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels not a few. He will fill your heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power.
Good morning, everyone. I was very blessed and encouraged this weekend by everything that was shared, and I've been thinking a lot about what God can do for us if we are willing to let Him work in our lives and if we open our heart up to Him. It says in Ephesians 3:20 that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. And if we surrender our life to Jesus, He will make it beautiful in His timing. And God knows what's best for our lives. And even though sometimes we think that it can't be right what happens or whatever, but everything happens for a purpose, and it's a reason. It says in Romans 8:28 that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And we have the choice to allow God to work in our life and to accept His plan for us, or we can choose to go our own way. But I know that letting God have the reins in our life is the best way to go. God bless you all.
Show us how to serve the neighbors we have.
morning, everyone. I'm blessed to be here today, and my desire is to praise the Lord. Last night as I drove home, I was thinking about what I should share. And it just came to me that I'm not alone and that God does really care about me. I want to share about God's unlimited supply. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord God of Israel, thy Savior." God does not open paths for us in advance of our coming. He does not promise help before help is needed. He does not remove obstacles out of our way before we reach them. Yet, when we are on the edge of our need, God's hand is stretched out. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." As I found this quote, that was really a blessing to me. "His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again." I'm very blessed and thankful to be his child. God bless you.
For sharing this weekend, and I'm encouraged, and there's a few thoughts he shared. It says, "Each place in God's headship has its beautiful and perfect place, and God's way is the best and only way in any situation." And I just had to think, if we're in God's perfect will, we will be truly blessed and satisfied. And I just had a few verses here in Titus. I was just doing a study on the book of Titus, and as I was going through it, I was blessed by what I found, and that we have to live a life that the Word of God is not blasphemed. And starting in verse 11, it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself gave himself for us that we might that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. And I believe that's God's desire, that he would just, if we allow him to, continue purifying us. And
privileged and so grateful to be taught of all the teachings that we've received this week on purity and courtship, and it is my desire to live a life that is pleasing to my Savior, and to not only be pure outwardly, but inwardly and in my heart, to have pure thoughts and pure motives. I really appreciated the warnings that was brought forth last night of the subtle way of the enemy and his snares, and the exhortations of how to submit to our authorities, like to receive instruction, for they know more of the snares and they know the dangers that we don't realize. And I was just encouraged to embrace the instruction and teaching of my parents and the direction.
Soon I'll see Christ only.
Weekend and this morning already. Very blessed with all the teaching that Paul shared. I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us. I believe we are very privileged to have this as youth and to put our hearts into it and to reach for those blessings that God has for us. And I see there's many needs in my own life, and I desire to keep on in the ways of God and to be a man of God. Just this next song that we want to sing, I was kind of blessed by the way that it talks about the herald of God sounds his call of goodwill. The Lord is advancing, prepare ye the way. The word of his promise he comes to fulfill, and o'er the dark world for the splendor of day. I was just blessed thinking of that as Brother Paul, as a herald of God coming, and that we desire to prepare the way for the Lord, and to let him pour the splendors of day over our lives and our hearts. The second verse talks about bringing down the proud mountain, though it towers to heaven. Those proud mountains of self and our own ideas and what we want, may they come crashing down, though they tower to heaven, and be the low valley exalted on high. The low valley of following the Lord and of being in His will. It may seem like a low valley, but it will be exalted on high. And I just wanted to share a couple of verses in Scripture that song is taken from, in Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40. Might be 40:4 where it was. Isaiah 40. Okay, that's right. Yes. Isaiah 40. It says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. That's just a blessing to me, that the glory of God can be revealed in our lives, I believe, when we follow His way. And there's also a couple of verses in the last of that chapter that I wanted to share. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And that was just a blessing to me as I thought about that. And trust you are all blessed and encouraged as we share.
I was blessed with this weekend already with the messages, and I was I just want to thank Paul and their family for giving of themselves to share with us. I was challenged and encouraged, and I'm just looking forward to what God has for us today again. And I would just like to share some verses here. 2 Peter 2:9 says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." And it says, 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, he will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will give with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." And I can say I face a lot of temptations, and I just ask that you would pray for me that I could have victory and I could turn away from them. So I was also blessed with a song that says, "The bud will soon become a flower," and I can say that's my desire to grow up to be a godly man that serves the Lord. And I just ask that you would pray for us as young people that we could resist temptations and snares that the enemy sets for us, and we could live above them and by the power and blood of Jesus. So God bless you. Thanks for listening.